This is former premiership players at Collingwood, Heath Shaw and Dale Thomas. They've got their own little podcast show, The Heater and the Daisy Show. And this is what they had to say. They're looking at this and what's going on at Collingwood at the moment and the players that were shown the door as a result of salary cap restrictions, that type of thing. This is what they had to say.
Take away $1 million from Brodie Gunning, put in Treloar, Stevenson, Phillips. Do they win?
I probably think they would have gone a lot closer on the weekend.
We are watching you, list managers. Don't worry about that. I'm on you.
It's just simple maths. Three players is better than one. And if the one player, as Nathan Buckley has alluded to, isn't really getting the bang for buck that you once hoped.
Mumford is genuinely getting a can of Coke and a pack of chips to play football at the moment.
That's probably
And Brodie Gunning is on a million.
Now, you're hearing that for the first time. What's your response?
No, it's really interesting. But so my first counter would be you're not getting Treloar, Stevenson and Phillips for $1 million. It's just not happening. Treloar was on close to $1 million.
No. What they're saying is that if you had paid them extra money, you could have kept them, and maybe that extra money has gone into the one player. That's how I read it.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, so the philosophy is sound. You've put a lot of money into one player.
Yeah.
You've already well-documented salary cap issues that have led to the departure of three players who are now playing good footy, better than good footy elsewhere. And his input has been matched by bogus on a can of Coke and a packet of chips.
That's according to Heath Shaw.
Shane Mumford.
That point, we talked about that before we came on air this morning, and you said, talking about Brodie Grundy, and you said,
Well, Nathan put it on the agenda.
That's right. There's been less impact with his ruck work, tap work, that type of thing. But then Buck said, well, yes, but it's what he does after that.
Yeah, he said he's a follow-up. He becomes another midfielder. So therefore, you're paying him to be a midfielder at $1 million a year. Wouldn't be in the best 80 midfielders.
Mm. It's easy for us, though, to sit here now and talk about that. At the time when he was playing like he was, and there was so much pressure from elsewhere for them to be able to secure his services long-term, it's easy for us to say, they shouldn't have done that. At the time, though, they felt that they needed to do that, and he was going to be one of the building blocks of their future and their success.
Yeah. You've got to make an assessment on the value of the ruckman. Mm. So this is the only thing with Brodie. So Brodie, for a long time, was the number one or number two ruckman in the competition. You could flip him and Max any way you wanted, right? This is why the debate is being had at the moment, is because Max has now developed his game further. He becomes a genuine forward threat when he goes forward. He's a contested marker, a forward threat that could legitimately, and we're seeing it with English and we're seeing it with Sean Darcy on the weekend. Big ruckman that can go forward, mark the ball and kick goals. Brodie's hasn't really demonstrated the ability to do that. And then his ruck work is not playing out in the manner that leading to midfield dominance.
Has he got more to give, though? Are they not playing him in a role that would ultimately produce? There's nothing wrong with his hands. I mean, we've always thought that he's a good mark.
So that's the next question. Is this part of the change? I mean, I know Nathan's spoken about not being able to throw his kids in because they're not ready, and we understand all that. But, I called them unimaginative. Mm. They're an unimaginative footy side at the moment. And is this part of them shaking that by saying, okay, let's deploy him elsewhere and see whether, as is happening elsewhere in the competition, he can go forward and mark the ball and kick a goal.
What's wrong with this? Mason Cox is so much taller than Brodie Grundy, okay? He can jump. Why can't he go to the centre bounce more often and try and do something that maybe Brodie Grundy is incapable of being able to do more consistently?
Because they may not have the faith that Brodie Grundy can do what Mason Cox can do forward.
Well, now's the time maybe to find out.
Amen. Don't just sit on your hands and not ask that question of yourselves and the players.